outside of the immediate political consequences and the situation in Ireland, the Parliament Act of 1911 had significant implications for the future governance of Britain. As I have said, under its terms, the Lords lost all power to influence money bills and could only delay other legislation for up to 2 years. The length of Parliament was also cut from a maximum of 7 to 5 years. Essentially, the Parliament Act defined the relationship between the House of Commons and the House of Lords, weighting power firmly in favour of the Commons. It ended the possibility that the unelected second chamber could overrule decisions made by the elected MPs sitting in the House of Commons. In the early 20th century, the ground in British politics was moving to the left, with the growth of the Labour Party and the extension of the franchise in 1918 and 1928. The Parliament Act meant that the Lords, with their inbuilt bias towards the interests of the wealthy, could no longer overrule the will of the majority. In that sense, it represents a significant step towards increased democracy in early 20th century Britain.